Sandwiched between two office buildings and perched atop a parking garage, the elevated acre at 55 Water Street is one of the financial district's best-kept secrets. Frequented by local and weekday commuters on their lunch breaks, this one-acre plaza is one of the city's few elevated, privately owned public spaces. It serves as a welcome oasis among the hustle and bustle of the streets below. Check out the impressive views of New York Harbor and Brooklyn, and don't miss the opportunity to sit down for a bit, take a break, and enjoy the surroundings. In addition to the vibrant plant life lining the entrance walkway, the park boasts a small, neatly manicured lawn surrounded by a 7-tier amphitheater, which can see over 100 people. The Brazilian hardwood boardwalk, located 30 feet above the East River, offers spectacular views of the Brooklyn and Manhattan bridges. There's also a restaurant, Sky 55, that caters to the local professional crowd. A tower, which can be illuminated by programmable LED lights, sits beside the park, beckoning visitors from FDR Drive in the harbor. In non-pandemic times, the plaza regularly hosts a variety of events, including outdoor movies, dance performances, and weddings. It has also been featured on the annual River to River Festival, a free summer arts festival celebrating the resilience of New Yorkers through live art and installations across Lower Manhattan. 55 Water Street, designed by Emery and Sons, was completed in the early 1970s, taking advantage of new zoning regulations for skyscrapers passed in 1961, which allowed developers to add additional stories to buildings if they included a public plaza. In this case, adding the elevated acre to the building's plans allowed the developer to add 6.5 extra floors. At 53 stories and 3.5 million square feet, it was the tallest and largest office building in the world at the time of its construction, and is an example of the international style of architecture, a type of modern architecture focused on lightweight, mass-produced industrial materials, repetitive modular forms, and impressive use of glass. Today, it is still the largest building in New York by floor area and the tallest building along the East River downtown waterfront. While the outdoor space always existed, the design which you see today was completed more recently in 2005 by Ken Smith and Rogers Marvel Architects, designers of other public spaces, including the Bronx's Mill Pond Park and Washington, D.C.'s Constitution Gardens. The two won an international competition run by the Municipal Art Society and the developer to transform this once barren space into a destination-worthy park.